Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on right here on this amazing day. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Good. Hello, Mr. Zach.
Hello, hello.
I don't know if Zach can hit the buttons to turn it on. He's got like 16 different buttons he's trying to push. Hi, Zach.
Just 16, huh?
All right.
I'm just giving him some smack there.
It's like the gang's all here.
Yeah.
We have a great show. We have somebody joining us here today that represents what I think is the pinnacle of activating our life's calling, passion, and dream. And I'm talking about Carly Penfold joining me here today. Some of you may have seen her on The Truth Is Funny. The truth is really funny, actually, now that I just said that. Colette, the truth, honestly, the truth is really funny these days, and yet it's really hard to find the truth. Okay, I won't even go into that. But I will say this, that I got a little announcement, Benny. We're going to bring back the Power Up with Dr. Pat show. For those of you out there, one of the things, and Carly, you should know about this, is the Dr. Pat show has a long history, 16 years. And then along the way, we did other shows. It started out as Crust Busting, Your Way to an Awesome Life. And then it moved into the Dr. Pat show. And then along the way, I did other shows, like still kind of same idea. I did Enlightened Capitalism to talk about business. Then I did Lime Talk Radio, like 2005. Dr. Darvish and I started that because of the absolute ignorance around Lyme disease. And then recently, about a year ago, I was asked by a number of listeners to do a different show, to do a blend between the Crust Busting show and some other show that you get out here on mainstream. So we came up with Power Up with Dr. Pat. And I put it on sabbatical. And I put it on sabbatical for a reason. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is we're going to be talking to Carly today. Because when I think about people that are, for example, when I think about somebody like her, I think about how do you become this person? Mm-hmm. What is it like to be a holistic entrepreneur, a practitioner, a tarot card reader? I used to say tarot, Benny, but somebody said that was like not right. Don't say that. Then she founded the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair, like in 2015. Mm-hmm. And here she is, 40 plus events. She's supporting the holistic community out there in BC in Canada with our buddies up there, yeah. Colette, Marie Steffen being one of them. And then just like many of us said, wait a minute, we got to like do some online thing. We've got to look at online marketing. We've got to do something different. And so when I think about how people take one step of their life at a time and say yes, there is a demystifying aspect of their life path. And that's what I think about when I think about Carly. I think about, you know, a mom. I think about healing. I think about her experience in Reiki. I think about what she has done to be known in the world as this healing practitioner, and the list of talents and gifts goes on. But today she's going to give some of that information up.
Yes,
she's going to like, come on. And she's going to say, let me tell you what I learned And these are going to be the three tips. So everybody out there, you don't have to step into potholes. Carly, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Pat. I'm thrilled to be here and I love what you're doing. You're an inspiration to me, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing about you.
Oh.
I look at what folks are asking us to do here on the network and asking us to change. And this is my question to you. You know, we didn't start out to be what we're developing into and becoming and what we are today. We heard a need from women in particular, but not only women, who wanted to have a different kind of talk radio. They wanted it to be fun. They wanted it to be upbeat. They wanted it to be authentic, though. And they also wanted us to provide the solutions that reside in the world of possibilities. Hmm. And I want to ask you this. I gave people a short bio of you.
Right.
But I got to ask, that road to get here, that could not have been a straight line. That had to be either a long and winding road, a gigantic mountain to climb. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right? So how did you navigate that? And what did you have to overcome to become even here today?
Yeah, I look back on all of the things that have happened in my life. And, you know, I call it in my previous life before I got more into the holistic field. I have a business background and a marketing background. So even that has led into with my experiences in order to be able to be in this spot, to provide this platform for people who are holistic minded and psychically minded to be able to have a community that we get together. And well, with over 40 live events, live events aren't happening right now. I need to wait until we have 500 plus people gathering. And right now in Kelowna, we're limited to 50. That alone, that doesn't even cover all my vendors each month.
I know.
And it's been, yeah, I'll share a story with you. One of the things that really made a difference, I have a couple of them, but one of them was that my daughter was, when she was 6 months old, she had a anaphylactic allergy to cottage cheese. And there she is, this little tiny infant. And next thing you know, she's crying. She's starting to break out in hives. There's food allergies in our family. So I was really aware of being cautious as I was introducing food, but I didn't really expect milk and eggs to turn up as it came to be, to turn up as something that she's going to have for the rest of her life. And I just felt so helpless to assist her. And she's so tiny. And here she is having trouble breathing. And then by the time that we got the diagnosis, then I felt like I had nowhere to turn for real support on like helping with ingredients and finding alternative healing for her. And that's where I started just following my own instincts and looking into all these different options that I had and then sharing that with people too. So my mission's been to bring together holistic businesses that can create a community so that we can easily find each other and have us all in one spot or one point of reference in order to reach out to this holistic community, because we weren't really very well represented other than once a year at some fairs. That I wanted something that was going to be integrating with the community and easily accessible and free admission when it's a live event, but now I'm bringing it online and interviewing my vendors as well, much like this. And so that's really where I'd say that would be a pivoting moment for me, was life-threatening food allergy. And I know if people are, you know, whether it's life-threatening food allergies or they've got a family member or themselves that's in a health crisis, it's scary. And we are willing to do, you know, if your child's life is at stake, we'll do anything to save them. We'll ease the pain or make personal sacrifices to help. And whether it's a child or a parent or a grandparent or even ourselves, like it's something that people are faced with. It's a very real situation that, you know, we need to have these resources for people to be able to connect with.
Yeah, I mean, this is really part of a reflective moment in the day and age we're living in now. You know, I'm really struck by how many people are wanting to have a voice now. I get asked all the time, especially by the many people I talk to in any given week. I always get asked, and it seems the first question that I get asked is, you know, and it's usually something like this. It's usually, are you guys surviving? It's usually that question. And what I said to him, I just look at him a little bit and I said, you know what, you know what's happening? I said, in the 16 years we've been doing this and the 10 years for TTR, I've never seen more people want to have a voice for their passion and their purpose. And I said, we've had to adjust to how we work with people and what we provide and what options we give them. You know, some people want everything. They're like, we need to work with you for a year. We want you to build our website. It's like that, because that's us now. We've moved into what our clients want, because we ask them. But that is really the essence of what you're doing. You see, you're bringing people together, not just to have a voice, but all the people that come to your events. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that are looking for solutions and possibilities. What's that part been like for you, your audience, so to speak, the people that come?
They have been inspiring, actually. Over the 5 years that we've had the market running, like, people come through the door and there's hugs happening and there's this amazing high vibe feeling of energy. And we do set intentions at the beginning of the day, and with so many people who are in the field, it's quite powerful when we put our intentions all together and put it out there that whoever's looking for help or assistance, that they are going to find their way to us and they're going to be directed and guided to a solution that's going to benefit them. And it's the inspiring stories that we hear about, people didn't know that was available, or they didn't, you know, they've heard about something but didn't really know where to find out more information. And at the markets, they've been able to come together, have that sense of community, feel like they belong as well, and that it's not like just them that's going through it. Right. And having our tribe, like, that's what I call it. It's our tribe, or tribe of the holistic market and psychic fair. That's us.
Right. But you know, it's interesting, because I think that, and let me ask you this question when we come back from break. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started to do this, and by the way, my history, who I was 16 years ago, Benny will tell you. I mean, I created the Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life because I was lost in my life. I did a show that was based on what it felt like to be stuck when the world that looks at you thinks you've got it all. You know, you've got it made. You just finished school. You know, what's wrong with you? Why can't you go dot, dot, dot and make that big fat jump? But the agony of that, you know, is something that under any other condition, I would have never paid attention to. I would have just marched in the direction. But for whatever reason, at this point in time in my life, that wasn't possible. And call it intuition, call it energy vibration, call it psychic visioning, call it whatever you want. When we come back, what I would love to talk with you about is what it is that you have learned along the way to where you are today, what you developed, COVID-19, the challenge of that for you, of that. What seems to be keeping your juices flowing? Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit SabrinaIsWrighT.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Today we're going to be firing it up. Three tips for holistic living. My special guest, Carly Pemple, joining me here today. And as I said before, you know, when you think about, you know, what Carly has created, you think about holistic living, you think about this being an entrepreneur, you think about the holistic market and psychic care. And so you think about somebody putting together multiple ways for people to not just express themselves, but to be out in the world and be of service in helping others. Carly, let's take a moment before you just kind of get fired up here with the tips. How do people find out about you? How do they find out about what you're doing?
Right. The best way is to go to the Holistic Market website, which is at holisticmarket.ca, because I am in Canada. It is a .ca ending. So holisticmarket.ca is where you'll be able to find, I have a free gift for people, so you can get your free gift through there. And I also have a full list of vendors that are kind of on standby at the moment, but they're moving online. And so the website's turning out to be a pretty good venue for them to reach people still. And so through the website, there's the contact page and holisticmarket.ca is where to go.
Good. Awesome. Thank you. All right. You are experiencing what so many people are experiencing at the moment.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, I've lost 75% of my business this year.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah. Out of the 8 events I had scheduled, I have 2 of them that ran, January and February. And as a practitioner, massage practitioner, that also disappeared. So what do I do, right? Yeah. So I was actually, I did put on an online holistic and psychic summit, and I had 16 expert panelists. I did that back in April. And then for the end of this month, I'm working on a virtual pop-up market to help represent and try and bring the sense of community again online. It's going to be difficult. I understand that part. But I am looking to have a 3-day event and then really interacting with the vendors, kind of interviewing them a little bit here and there, and letting them show their products, what they've adapted to and learned, and then having people be able to shop as well through the event. And that will be happening in my Facebook group, Tribe of the HMPF. Holistic Market Psychic Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you have had to get creative, as we have.
Yeah, very creative. Back in February and early March, we had that initially when it came down was, oh yeah, we can wait this out a couple weeks, not going to be that big a deal. Then that turned into a couple of months, and then I'm canceling event after event after event, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, where is this going to end? Like, how can I keep this momentum going? April was to have been my 5-year anniversary of the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair. So that didn't happen. We weren't there in person. So what I've done is tried to pivot and just bring it all online more. I'm doing more video interviews with my vendors through the Facebook group as well, and also on the YouTube channel. And really still trying to keep the connection, because that is what people are missing the most. They're missing having their tribe. They're missing having the hugs. They're missing seeing everybody. Most of my vendors are entrepreneurs who usually just work by themselves. Yeah. So having that connection for them, as well as for all the people that were coming in through the doors, they're really missing that. So I'm trying to shift a little bit and try and bring that sense of community to the online community instead, which has been great because now I can reach a larger audience.
Well, but it really does require us to really think a little bit differently, make adjustments, mm-hmm. make course. But the thing that I think that I've learned about this, and certainly, you know, you're sharing in the tips, is that there's something energetically that we have to be aware of. And, you know, I've heard this all before. I've interviewed a lot of people, but there is this energy that can completely overtake us, right? If we let it. And isn't that one of the greatest challenges for someone like you and someone like me? Because we know we have to create something, and that energy doesn't help us create.
Right. Yeah, I think what I'm feeling with that energy you're talking about is just kind of like putting my head in the sand and hoping it all goes away. I've been there as well. I'm like, is it still happening? Really? Am I going this way? And it's almost like analysis paralysis, like just thinking about it too much can just weigh us down into inaction. And how to rise up and above that, because I feel I have so many people looking to me and for leadership and like, well, what's she doing? Like, I had all these people that were together. I can't just disappear. I feel an obligation. I feel a sense of family with them too, that, you know, I wouldn't want to turn my back on them. So that's what really propels me forward. I'm being drawn to it, and I'm really feeling, I just follow my intuition a lot. I sit and think about stuff. I need quietness to have these clarity moments come through with me, I feel that in my body too. Like, it's like, well, does it feel right? Does that feel like it's going to be a good decision? Or sometimes I'll ask my future self, if my future self was to look back on this, would I be like, yeah, that was the right thing to do? Or what were you thinking?
No, exactly.
You know, it just helps me get a bigger picture perspective to kind of think of myself in the future. If I was looking back on this, what would I wish I would have done? Or what would I think would be a good course of action?
Do you have any of those right now?
Any of what?
Do you have any of those right now? Any of those really look back thoughts? Because because it's interesting we're talking about it. I was talking to Jessica and Linda this morning. I didn't quite say it the way you just said it. That was really insightful, right? A look back thought. And I asked myself almost a similar question because, you know, if I had a look back thought, is there something in the look back that I would have done differently, or what do I now know about that look back thought? And there are a few things that came to mind. There is, and the look back thought, I like that term because it's different than regrets.
Right.
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 Not quite the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm struck by this because next week, according to our fabulous, you know, Dr. Jen Royster, we're moving into an interesting Mercury in retrograde, right?
Oh, again?
Right. But remember, we're coming off a full moon and an eclipse in Sagittarius. So it's a little bit different. And, you know, she was talking about it this morning on her show and about having this be about the sign of Cancer.
Mm.
And I'm thinking about that and I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. I mean, come on, Cancer is about the home. And what are you talking about? I mean, everybody has like been in their home.
Right? I mean, we're ready to get out.
I mean, you want us to now go retrograde like in our homes when people are like, no. But it's also when you think about that, you know, having Mercury in retrograde in the sign of Cancer, and you start to really feel the warmth of that, right? The message that I'm hearing, and I want to talk to you about it when we come back from break, is we don't believe here in the Mercury in retrograde. Mercury is our ruler. And what it means to us, and this was the hit we got this morning about this card, this was it. We are developing something now. And so we have to literally slow down to look at it more carefully because it's going to be our technology for the decade to come. And it's a fascinating energy, but it's counterintuitive to what the people want. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does launching something mean? How about launching a new idea? What is the energy of that? You know, what is the energy that my very special guest today, Carly Penfold, put into play? And now, does that energy, when you put a new thing in action, does that come without doubt? Does that come without fear? How do we maintain the energy that's going to get us what we want and not all that other sludge crust?
Oh, yeah. That ties in with my tips for you as well.
Very special guest. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Thank you, Benny. You brought her back. Ex-Tina. I don't know. Is she reinventing herself like we're talking about today, Benny?
I sure hope so.
I'm a caller. That's so funny.
I don't have her on my speed dial, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, like that was one of those, what do you call it, Benny? That was one of those vision board things I just did right there. Oh, my God. Well, crust busting is in her bio, so I'm not that far removed from it, right? That is the funniest story too. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Because you know what we're talking about is, this is really it. This is part of it for my guest today, Carly, my guest today. Are you all that are listening? I'm just interested in this. I know you all listen to the show. Are you all feeling the confidence, as Sarah Maine would say, to ask big right now? Are you sitting and listening today and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know what I'm going to do. Unemployment now is changing on the 16th. How do I do it? I want to ask you all, are you ready? Are you ready to bust out of the crustiest part of who you are and step into the world that Carly is talking about? And I want to say this. I don't say this lightly for all of you that are watching on Facebook. I'm curious. Post something over there. If you want to call us and tell us what that is, mm-hmm. We'll be your witness for it. We'll make sure we hold a faith for you, because the universe is listening. Carly, let's take a minute if you could. How do people find out about what you're creating? Because the universe was listening to you.
Right. Yeah, the holisticmarket.ca is the website to go to. You can contact me through there, through the contact page. I do also have, I do some consultation with people who are a little bit stuck, and I do offer a free half hour session. I do a couple of those each month that I have available to really talk to them about where they're at now, where they want to go, and what they need to push through that crustiness of feeling stuck. And if people are wanting to feel more alignment, follow their soul path, and receive support, that is what I'm there to help them with. And I think that's where you can also get is the free gift as well. It's these three tips for holistic living. You can have that and sign up for that too through the website, holisticmarket.ca. The other place that I've started going more online as part of me myself pivoting through all of the COVID crisis that we've all been experiencing is really paying more attention to my Facebook group. And the group, the Tribe of the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair, I have Motivation Mondays. I do vendor spotlights on Tuesdays. Wednesday, we share online events with each other. Thursday, I call Tipsy Thursday, and that's for people to share any tips that they have that they've come across that they found useful. And Friday, I've got my Freebie Friday for people to support their freebie gifts or their promos that they have going on. I do tech-free Saturday and soulful Sunday. So there's something on every day of the week that people can still have this connection through the Facebook group, having that interaction with being able to comment and get in touch with myself and the other vendors and the people that have been attending the in-person events.
Thank you for that. I want to just jump into this now. Right at this moment, because I got a call last night and from a friend of mine We live in the Pacific Northwest. For those of you that listen to the show, you may not know where Benny and I and Zach hang out, and Olivia hang out, and Jessica. Well, we live in Seattle. That's it. Yeah, of course, I'm from the East Coast, and you all know that. So last night, I get a message. And this is so interesting in talking about the shout out for our lives, the shout out for what we want, the shout out for getting in touch with what we believe here. So I get this text message, and to be honest with you, I didn't recognize the number, and they didn't put their name. I don't know, Benny, has that ever happened to you where people send you a text message and they don't say, "Hi, Pat, this is Mary." No, it's like a text message. So the message was interesting to me. And what they asked me about, and this has to do with coming out. And what I mean by that, Carly, coming out. See, you and I are being asked to come out in a different way. Now, of course, the coming out term, and I'm just going to borrow it from the LGBTQ community for a moment. But there's a coming out happening across the board. Mm. It's happening. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, but there is a coming out party happening, and it's happening differently. Entrepreneurs are having to come out in a different way, right? We are coming out in a different way with the way we're doing videos and, you know, the way we're going to, you know, live stream off of YouTube now. And there's just a whole bunch of things like that. You know, I said to you earlier, I have been asked to bring back the Power Up Show, right? But I got this text message last night, and they said to me, "Pat, we want you to come downtown Friday and speak at the," Benny, you will know this, "the Autonomous Zone." Now, for people that are listening, you may not have even a sense of what that is, but only in Seattle can a protest area be called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because, Carly, we are being asked to be and do things differently. You're being challenged by the way you bring your gift. We're being asked to expand in ways we hadn't thought about before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm even being asked to do a show with a psychic called The Psychic and the Duck. And I've looked at this. Last night, I sat there with this text message, and I wasn't exactly sure if it's a joke. So here's my question to you. What is the challenge that you see, that I see, that even Benny sees, all of us see, in now coming out differently than we've ever come before? Because we are being challenged to do that, you know?
Yeah. I think it's coming out, and especially needing to go more on the social media and with video. We're putting ourselves right in front of the camera now. Well, now it's us, right? Now it's like not just a random post or supporting a cause. We're taking a stand. Like we're in a position now to really be that magnet for others who are going through the same thing, and to be firm in our beliefs and our convictions and our support of others around us. It's really, really, for myself, putting myself more in front of video has been a huge thing this past year. In fact, I take a look. Thank you, Facebook. They reminded me with my memory from a year ago, and it was my first Facebook Live that I did, and it was all sideways. And I'm like on the screen like this, and I was at one of my markets, and I'm like, oh, I've learned so much in the last year. But really being able to be coming up and taking a stand for what our beliefs are. We're being challenged on that in so many levels. We're being asked to do things right now that we don't agree with, staying in our homes, wearing a mask, whatever it may be. And it's really taking us to a point of needing to educate ourselves, needing to educate ourselves and really diving deep into what is meaningful to us. It's almost like a reset for ourselves. And with the stay at home, we have people are handling it in different ways. Some people are making great use of the time and educating themselves or learning something new. Other people are just going into that analysis paralysis, like I was talking about, where it's just denial, and like, can't, you know, when are things going back to the way they were? Well, they're not going back to the way they were. So it's as practitioners in a holistic and psychic field that I'm in contact with, people are reaching out to them for support, for help in navigating through these times as well. And what can we do? One of my tips is you need to trust your intuition, asking your guides for help, being open to listening, and being in tune with the messages that you get back, whether you're seeing something or you're hearing something or you're feeling it within yourself, like that, that's where it's going to come from. If you need that, that's my first tip is to trust your intuition. And that, that one is something I actually did even today before coming on this show. I asked my guides, I said, I would like to be clear in my message and with my words, and I'm asking you for help to kind of channel through me and just and have that guidance alongside me today, right now. And I need to be able to then not just ask for it, but be open to listen to it and see the signs and see the changes and then take that and integrate that into our lives. I think I answered
it. Yeah. And so I want to take a short break. When we come back, I'm excited about where you're going, like the future.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Because you're also doing something to help people like us and our host. And I want to talk about that. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Come on, Carly. Come on. Let's have the voice breakthrough. Let's do it. Benny's like, I'm gonna have to enhance her singing.
Turn
again.
Into a karaoke show.
Oh my gosh. I think I've been given quite a few talents. Ping pong is one of them, but ooh. I gotta say, holding a note is not one of them. Okay. Carly, thanks for today. I know this hour goes quick. I believe we've got a few minutes left. But you see, part of what you're doing, and this is what I love about the whole phrase about coming out. You know, you've taken a look at the environment and you said, I have a talent. There's something I can do to help other people thrive, you know, in this environment. And so you created it, just like we're doing. I mean, we're putting up websites, creating branding, helping people with book things. I mean, I didn't think we'd be doing that. Honestly, I didn't think my life would be like this at all. But what have you created to help others learn what you learned so their business can thrive?
Yeah, I help them. I help my vendors to get their email collector set up so that they have a method to maintain contact with their customers, whether it's like they've already purchased from them or they've seen them at the market. I'm helping them do their follow up with that and helping them to make their marketing materials look more consistent. Like having a same message that's across different media. I help people, I'm helping the vendors get better on video. that's definitely a big one, especially as I'm featuring them on my vendor spotlights. So I do a bit of a tech tutorial with them before we go on, and I'm helping them get the right setup and the lighting and the mic. And, you know, we're talking all the tech and stuff like that and being hardwired in versus wireless. And they are finding that a lot of my vendors are entrepreneurs and it's just themselves. So not only are they doing what they love, but now they are their own bookkeeper, their own marketing person, their own everything. And it can get overwhelming and a bit too much for them. So what I like to do is help them just to cut through all the clutter and be able to hone in on where it is that they need the most support and then point them in the right direction so that they're making maximum use of their time and they aren't researching and learning everything, but I'm helping to guide them right to where the resources are that they need in order to move their businesses forward. Going online is a big one. A lot of people haven't been prepared for that yet. And now they're finding, while that was something they may want to do down the road, now it's suddenly being thrust right in front of them and they're needing to address that right away. Yeah. And so helping people with their video and some tips with that, like getting good lighting and natural light if they can, and you know, what does the backdrop look like and making sure that they're seen and heard and have the confidence to go in front of camera, because many of them haven't. If they're doing a Facebook Live, they're getting stuck at the point before they hit that little button to go live, and they're like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? So I help them to get over and overcome that and get confident speaking in front of the camera and using that then to help their business move forward. Because with one video, I can show them how to stream it to multiple platforms and then repurpose that, uploading it into Instagram TV or uploading the audio as part of a podcast. So helping, I'm looking at what you've been doing and helping. I'm like, oh, she's like, I'd like to head in that direction too, because I'm finding that's where I've been gone.
We'll help you do that. We'll help you do that because that's what we like to do. You know, we never started the network, and especially Jessica, when she came on board with TTR, we didn't come on board to say, oh man, we want to create this, you know, big positive talk radio network. We came on and said, and I was really in a bad shape. 6 months after this, I got a mystery disease. And so for me, it was like, I want to help people. I want to help people help themselves. So that's what you're doing. I also want you to mention to people that they can go and get a free download. There's a couple things you've created for folks today. Can you tell them about that?
Sure. So the tips that I've shared with everyone here today, just recap them because we've kind of talked intermittently about them. It's trusting your intuition, being authentic and following your path, and then connecting with like-minded people, you know, support and grow together, letting go of toxic relationships that are holding you back from your highest potential. I mean, each one of these we could go into like a day's worth of discussion around, but they can receive a summary of that through the website holisticmarket.ca. I've actually set it up with a little gift icon. You just have to click on that and they'll have that sent to them. And then another online community is the tribe of the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair Facebook group. So through the Facebook, it's Holistic Market and Psychic Fair is the Facebook page. And in there, you'll find people will be able to find that group and then just come and join us and learn with us and move forward with us.
Are you having an online thing this weekend?
Not this weekend. Okay. No, it's in a couple of weeks. It's the last weekend of June. And that's where I'm hosting my first virtual.
How do we register? How do people register for that?
Register for that? It'll be through the Facebook group.
Perfect.
Yeah, through the Tribe of the Holistic Market Psychic Fair. It's a tribe of the HMPF. In fact, awesome. I'm going to be running a contest because I'm looking at the acronym for Holistic Market Psychic Fair is HMPF.
Wow.
I'm going to be running a contest with some great prizes in there, and I'm just going to have people, you know, post their best pictures of their face.
Cool. Yeah. I'm on the Facebook page now, and I've just invited Jessica and Linda also, because that would be something that would be really cool to do. You know,
it's a lot of fun too.
We want to have a little fun. So we've decided we got to have some fun. That's what Mercury retrograde in Cancer means to us. We just need to stop and have more fun. Hey, thank you so much for today. I can't thank you enough, but I want to mention that Facebook, let me just tell folks, it's facebook.com, you know, with the little slash thing, Holistic Market Psychic Fair. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get there. Oh, that was a little like I'm doing a rap now. thank you so very much for today. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh, I would like to leave everybody with that even with what they're going through and with COVID, it's a change, it's a blip, it's a life-changing world event for everybody, but stay connected. Hmm. Follow your instincts. Mm-hmm. Follow your path and have that support around you with like-minded people. Let go of anybody that's holding you back or is not in alignment or is toxic to you. Let that stuff go. This is a time for us to reset. Yeah. So really prepare yourselves to move forward. Take this time to recenter, to rethink, to reset your goals. And then you'll be in a stronger position to move forward once we open up a bit more in the world. Mm.
Thank you so much, Carly. Thank you. Thank you, Benny.
Thank you,
Zach. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And we'll just make sure everybody stays informed about the upcoming event you're having. That's going to be so fun. I'm going to get Jessica and Linda to do it with me. Everybody, we're going to take a short break. We're not done yet. We'll be right back.